Yes, friends, it's time for Let's Talk Mental Health. This local program discusses behavioral issues of concern to the North Shore community and resources to help. Let's Talk Mental Health is produced at the studios of KTWHLP in Two Harbors, Minnesota. Good day to all our listeners, and welcome to this month's edition of Let's Talk Mental Health. This month continues a series where we are highlighting local mental health resources. Today, we are highlighting the Human Development Center, located right here in Two Harbors. My guest this day is Abigail Lingwall, Program Supervisor and Mental Health Therapist, Human Development Center. Abby received her bachelor and master's degree from the College of St. Scholastica in Social Work. She has worked in the field of mental health for nearly 8 years. She started as a clinical social worker providing psychotherapy to children in day treatment and school-based mental health settings in the Twin Cities area. She moved back to Duluth in 2020 and started her role as a psychotherapist and program supervisor in October of 2020. Abby has worked with a wide variety of mental health diagnoses, with the most common being PTSD, depression, anxiety, bipolar, and OCD. Abby is trained in trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy, DC 0-5, which allows her to provide services to children under 6, and parent-child interaction therapy. Abby, good day and welcome.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for having me.
Well, we do appreciate having you here as a local mental health resource. And as such, Abby, can you tell us a little bit more about your personal and professional experience with mental health services as a practitioner and as a supervisor?
Yeah, Chris, you touched on it, you know, a little bit in the introduction, which was great. Thank you. As a mental health professional, I've provided psychotherapy to children, adolescents, adults, and families for several years. I've worked in a variety of different settings, day treatment, school-based, and outpatient. And the majority of my professional clinical work has been with children, adolescents, and their families. But I recently expanded that to the adult world and providing services to that population when I moved into this role, which has been really exciting and wonderful for me as well. As the program supervisor, I simply provide support in the day-to-day tasks and operations of the office, as well as focus on building and maintaining community partnerships in order to best serve the people in our community.
And I understand that you're doing that as a member, a professional staff member of the Human Development Center right here in Two Harbors again. Could you give us some background about HDC's history, philosophy, and perhaps their mission statement?
I can start with our mission statement, and that is to foster hope, resiliency, and recovery by providing integrated, culturally respectful mental health and addiction services. And HDC has been providing community mental health support in the Northland for what I would describe as a long time, for over 80 years. They were established in 1938 as a private nonprofit agency, and HDC is now the largest community mental health center in Northern Minnesota, providing comprehensive integrated mental health services and addiction services. So that integrated approach is really important to us, that we work hand in hand in those areas. And currently we serve St. Louis, Carlton, Lake, and Douglas County.
So you're very well versed throughout our Northeast Arrowhead region then, is that correct?
That's correct.
Well, as my listeners are aware, what I've done is over the past couple of months, Abby, is kind of like a template so that I'm treating all of the local mental health resource agencies equally with the format of the questioning. And to me personally and to some others, an agency having a mission and vision statement and goals is outstanding. But at the heart of any professional organization is its core values. Can you articulate for us what HDC's core values are?
our core values at HDC articulate the essential principles that guide every decision and every service every day. And we have 7 core values, the first one being inclusivity, including and valuing every person from all diversities, backgrounds, and cultures. Next is respect, treating people with dignity while providing services that are responsive and ethical. Integrity, communicating honestly, respectfully, and transparently, both within our staff and with the individuals and people that we serve. Being person-centered, providing individualized care that empowers people and support employees' personal growth as well. Next is excellence, providing quality professional services using evidence-based practices, increasing accessibility to care and innovation. And then collaboration, coordinating with our communities to ensure exceptional services that promote a high quality of life for everyone. And last, and certainly not least, is compassion, having empathy for the feelings, the experiences, the desires, the needs of all people in our community.
I would imagine that potential clients, when they're looking where to receive services from, are looking for an agency or business or even individual healthcare providers, mental health care providers, that can take care of the family unit as a whole as well. And I saw on your website that in Lake County, HDC provides mental health services for children, adolescents, adults, and older adults. Can you more fully explain for our listeners why the services listed are by these particular age groups?
Good question, Chris. Really, they're laid out like that to simply outline the populations that we do serve to eliminate any uncertainty or confusion about a certain population that we may serve. And it's important for people to know where our providers are, what areas they specialize in, and what populations that they specialize in. And, you know, mental health services look a little bit different across the lifespan. And really, it was important to us to make sure that there's no uncertainty about the populations that we specialize in and that we provide support to.
Have you had the experience of actually providing services to family units?
Absolutely. A lot of times our child providers, they almost always work really closely with the parents or the caregivers or the family unit and anybody in your household to kind of break through any barriers that might be there and really focus on providing support for everybody in an individual's life.
I'm not sure if this is unique to HDC or if it's just something I haven't seen before, but I did note with interest that HDC provides a free and confidential online mental health screening tool for anyone to use. In addition, after completing the screening, the individual can print out their own results. Abby, please tell us more about the tool, its use, and how it has assisted you and the other HD staff in providing services. And as kind of a follow-on, are the results sufficient enough in detail that they could be used by other healthcare professionals? And if so, how?
It's free. It's confidential in that you do not even have to set up an account or give your name in any way, which is really amazing. And it's really designed to support the individual in kind of understanding their level of stress or things like that, and whether or not they can benefit from professional mental health services and maybe what services. And, you know, it can be difficult to determine when you may be needing more support or difficult to know, you know, when to reach out or how to reach out or if you should, things like that. So this specific screening isn't necessarily used by mental health professionals. It's really designed for the individual to kind of determine their level of need and kind of understand where their strengths are or maybe some areas where they want to focus and where mental health services could be of support to them. However, with that said, when an individual begins services with us, HDC mental health professionals use a variety of screening tools to best determine the course of treatment with that individual, and it really helps drive our clinical work with them.
At the heart of any program for mental health as a healthcare provider is the tools used to diagnose, assess, and also the programs that you use to provide the services that clients need. And I noted that HDC lists 11 distinct mental health services provided at the Two Harbors location. Now, I'm prior career military, and we lived by acronyms. And I noted that there was quite a lot of services that have acronyms associated. Rather than me list the acronyms, could you just go through those services and tell us what the acronyms are and what they stand for and what services are provided?
Chris, thank you. I'm really glad you bring that up. We do live in the world of acronyms in this field, and it's one area that can be a little bit confusing or overwhelming for individuals trying to determine what services are best or which ones might be helpful for them. So I will happy to clarification on that. So the first one is Adult Rehabilitative Mental Health Services, which we call ARMS services. And ARMS services are designed to help individuals develop and maintain stability and foster that independence in several areas of a person's life, including interpersonal communication, learning about and utilizing community resources, managing mental health symptoms and managing some relapse or doing some relapse prevention, medical education, management of appointments, things like that. And then some independent everyday living skills like budgeting, completing household shopping, nutrition skills, household management type tasks, and then as well as transition to, you know, community or independent living. So that's kind of ARMS explanation. And then ARMS is also part of our community support program, which we refer to as CSP. So this Minnesota Community Support Program includes that ARMS program as well as our Targeted Case Management, which is TCM. And that focuses on really connecting individuals to resources and services in the community and just helping them learn about them, become aware of them, as well as get connected with them. And another really important role of our targeted case managers are to ensure that those services that are being provided to those individuals are appropriate and adequately meeting their needs and accomplishing the goals that they had set for themselves. And then we have more of the children's world. So CTSS is another acronym we use a lot, and that's Children's Therapeutic Services and Supports, which is, it's a program that provides skills training specifically for children and adolescents. And a CTSS provider is someone who's going to work really closely with the child's mental health therapist who's providing outpatient therapy to that child. And the CTSS provider is going to expand on those skills and work on those rehabilitative factors for children experiencing impairments in social functioning, interacting with their peers, interacting with siblings, maybe behavioral concerns. So managing those big behaviors that come from the big emotions that children sometimes struggle to manage and navigate, and as well as academic functioning. And CTSS providers work on rehabilitative work to really reach the normative level of functioning for that child's age group. Another acronym that was on there was PCIT, which is Parent-Child Interaction Therapy, which is just a specific therapy modality for young children and their caregivers. And the focus of PCIT is improving the relationship between child and caregiver in order to increase that attachment, increase attention span, increase positive social and family interactions, and give caregivers the skills and the strategies to support their children in decreasing disruptive, negative, or unwanted behaviors. And then the other big acronym that we use a lot now is CCBHC, which stands for Certified Community Behavioral Health Clinic. And just over 2 years ago, HDC began a pilot program with the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, and in October of 2020 completed that two-year pilot program and gained accreditation as a certified community behavioral health clinic. So the CCBHC model that we function on now improves mental health and substance abuse treatment services by creating that comprehensive treatment and expansive service delivery while removing barriers to access. And CCBHC ensures rapid and unobstructed access to care for all people, regardless of personal circumstances, ability to pay, things like that. And through this coordinated process, HDC clients can certainly expect a very high level of care and a high quality of care.
And I believe also that you at HDC have also, as part of your operating procedures, that you want to maintain some very high quality of vocational rehabilitative services. And you had something that was known as Employment Connect Program.
Thank you, Chris. I wanted to talk about that really amazing program as well. So Employment Connection is a service focused on providing the highest quality of that vocational rehabilitation services to individuals in our region. And these services are designed to enhance the quality of consumers' lives through assisting with obtaining and maintaining meaningful employment. So they also work individually with a person to kind of talk about what their goals are as far as employment and vocational aspects. And the other part of Employment Connection is to work with potential employers in the area and really focus on what skills they need to be successful in different jobs in our area. And our Employment Connection program won a national award in 2015 for just the overall success of this program, which is just really amazing. And then we have, I believe it's about a 60% placement rate, which is, you know, one of the things that led to that national award. So HDC is really proud of that program and really provides a great service to people in our area.
With your rehabilitative services, people with the stigma of mental health have a problem, a barrier, getting to gainful employment, and HDC went ahead and addressed that.
Hey Chris, I will address that too. You know, our Employment Connection program really works hard to provide any supports that individuals might need to be successful in their role as an employee. And so that's been really, really helpful in supporting individuals be successful in their job. It's so much more than just getting them connected with an employer. It's really helping them be successful and feel accomplished and succeed in that role.
Outstanding. Thank you. For the staff that are at our Two Harbors location, you all come with a wide variety of not only experience, but training. What are some of the specific techniques that the staff at the Two Harbors HDC are trained in?
Great question. Another long list of acronyms. So the providers here at Lake County, the mental health professionals are trained in, or we have individuals trained in EMDR, which is eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, as well as trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy. And those are both trauma-focused therapy modalities. And then that PCIT that I talked about, which is parent-child interaction therapy, really focusing on that, improving that relationship between a child and their caregivers. And then we also have therapists trained in dialectical behavioral therapy, which focuses on treating mood disorders, suicidal ideation, and focuses on changing those behavioral patterns that can look like substance use or self-harm.
Here we are, hopefully, on the backside coming out of the COVID-19 pandemic. It has had far-reaching mental health implications. Notwithstanding the separation from family, for many the loss or severely cutting back on income and work. And I noted something that would be very important in this region is that during these challenging economic times, HDC states no one is denied services due to inability to pay. Each location has a sliding fee scale available based on your income. Abby, can you tell us more about this and how it has actually helped individuals seek services?
It's very important to HTC that we're able to provide services to everyone in our community and to eliminate those barriers and to increase accessibility. And so it is important to us that we can provide that service regardless of anyone's ability to pay. And so our sliding fee scale has always been available to anyone, and it provides financial support in a sense that it covers a certain percentage of the cost of services. And that percentage that's covered is based on, you know, household or individual income. The sliding fee scale has always been around, and it's always been helpful for providing services for people underinsured, uninsured, or lower income individuals and families. But certainly you're accurate in, you know, since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, people have been increasingly struggling with mental health, struggling with anxiety and depression, and then as well as struggling with those financial hardships. And so the sliding fee scale has really made those services accessible and really eliminated that as a barrier to services.
Talking with people around the local region from Two Harbors all the way up the shore past Silver Bay, A critically important mental health component discussed here has been school-linked mental health services. Can you describe what school-based services are offered to the schools in the community?
Absolutely. Another program that I'm so happy to be a part of. HDC Lake County offers that CTSS, Children's Therapeutic Services and Supports, as well as outpatient mental health therapy services in the schools in Lake Superior School District. And we have providers that work in Minnehaha Elementary, Two Harbors High School, as well as William Kelly Schools up in Silver Bay. And of course, over the last two school years, those school-based or school-linked mental health services have looked a little bit different. But our providers have been super excited to get back into the schools and provide those mental health services. And, you know, the beautiful thing of school-linked mental health services is it really eliminates that barrier to services, because we're going into the school, we're really meeting those kids exactly where they are every day, and the providers become an integrated part of their school day or their school week. And we eliminate transportation and things like that. And often they can coordinate when parents are there for other meetings. They can coordinate with the CTSS provider or the therapist and things like that. So we're really excited that we are on the tail end of the pandemic and the school-linked mental health services can open up fully. And we're excited for the next school year.
I really appreciate that you have described all of the services provided by the therapist at HDC to individuals, families, community within the school system. But just for a moment, I'd like to focus in on you as a professional therapist, Abby. What has been the most prevalent mental health issues you have treated in the past year? And do you believe that there was a direct correlation with what you have seen and treated with the COVID-19 pandemic?
Absolutely. You know, for the last several years, there's been an increase in mental health concerns. Certainly the most prevalent are anxiety-related disorders as well as depressive disorders. And really, it is undeniable that the COVID-19 pandemic has increased feelings of isolation, of fear, and uncertainty, and forever changing kind of ways of life. And that certainly increased, you know, negative emotions and distress and anxiety in several people. And, you know, we also see a large increase in the number of people who are grieving, with the extreme number of deaths related to the COVID-19 pandemic. People are grieving the loss of friends and family and community members. And there's also a level of grief with, you know, grieving the loss of that normalcy of those interactions and community events and services and things like that. So I would say among anxiety and depression, grief has also been increasingly prevalent in the last year and a half that we've been navigating the COVID-19 pandemic.
We would love to think that our local mental health care providers, wherever they be, would be a one-stop shop for anything and everything we would possibly need. But we know that's not always the case. And on your website, it lists the different specialities that each different location can address. What are HDC's protocols for identified mental health issues where the services needed are not offered here at the Two Harbors location?
When an individual is going to begin care with HDC, they start that off by meeting with a licensed therapist and completing what we call a comprehensive evaluation in order to gain a clear understanding of that individual's strengths and resources, as well as areas that they'd like to focus on throughout treatment. And so following that assessment, that provider is going to make referrals based on medical necessity, based on clients' individual goals, desires, and needs. And if those services identified are not available in Lake County, but are available in another HDC location, we do have access to ITV or using video services to connect them with the services or providers that they are going to work well with. We also are going to connect them with services that can support them in overcoming those barriers to transportation and maybe connecting them with those resources and helping them navigate that independently to get them to the service or to the location that's going to provide the service that they are wanting or needing.
Abby, we had talked, hopefully, about the winding down and hopefully cessation of the pandemic. Been seeing a lot of advertisements, both written, radio, and even TV, where the medical community is now advising and encouraging individuals to not put off any longer those medical services which you may have done during the pandemic. As a result of that, what are your recommendations for anyone who believes they may need mental health services but are unsure at this time?
If an individual is unsure of whether they need mental health services or whether they would benefit from those services, I would really encourage them to utilize that free confidential screening tool to really just understand their own level of need or own level of distress and what might be helpful for individuals. And, you know, if you're at a point where you're feeling as though you would like to get connected with mental health services, any of the ones that we've talked about, but are just unsure of where to start because of all the acronyms and the long list of services and things like that, I would really encourage people to just start with a phone call. The first step is that phone call, and we have an amazing team of individuals that are on the other end and to walk you through next steps and in educating about which services might be helpful and just getting that process started. You don't have to have all the answers. That's what we are here for, to provide that support. So really just making that initial phone call is the first step and sometimes the hardest. So we're here on the other end to walk you through anything that comes after that.
Abby, I'd like to thank you as we are drawing near to the end of our conversation today. If you could, for the listeners' benefit, provide just a brief summary of the main points you would want them to take away from our discussion.
I think if I could give one takeaway in a brief summary here, it would be that the world of mental health services is confusing and can be a little bit overwhelming with all the acronyms and lists. And you know, thank you again for providing the space to provide some clarification on that. But it can still feel that confusion and overwhelming. And so I just want people to know that they aren't alone out there and that there are people, individuals that are trained and really excited to work with you and help you reach, you know, achieve your goals and really help you foster that hope, resiliency, and recovery. And we serve a wide range of populations. And so my one takeaway is that we're here and we're excited to help you with whatever goals you might have.
A reminder for our listeners, today we've been talking with Abigail Lingwell. She is the program supervisor, mental health therapist, and we've been doing an overview today of the Human Development Center. Abby, thank you very much for your time. It has been our pleasure to be able to share with you today. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Chris, for giving me the space and the time to talk about this. It's been really great.
We really appreciate your feedback. You can send emails directly to the station at ktwh.org, or the program also has its own email, and that is lcmhtf@gmail.com. And that stands for Lake County Mental Health Task Force, and that is the group under which this broadcast is being brought to you by. The North Shore Mental Health Group strives to create safe and welcoming spaces in the Silver Bay, Finland, Beaver Bay, and Isabella areas for those living with or wanting to support others living with mental health challenges. GLAAD, Group for People Living with Anxiety and Depression and Other Mental Health Challenges and Their Supporters, is a confidential peer support group that meets every second and fourth Monday of the month from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Normally, they meet at the United Protestant Church in Silver Bay, but they have been meeting via Zoom since the COVID-19 outbreak. The rationale for the group is that their goal is to ensure that it is a safe place for everyone to both share and listen. If you are interested in joining the group, email nsmentalhealth@gmail.com. Again, that is nsmentalhealth@gmail.com. On the Lake County website, there is the Health and Human Services Support Guide, and in it you will see a listing for mental health resources, 9 pages of local resources with lots of websites, phone numbers, and information that you can use. In the county, we also have the Human Development Center, again accessible through Lake County website. And at our own Lakeview Hospital, they have mental health services being provided by a nurse practitioner. If you need it, look on their website. Until next time, for Let's Talk Mental Health, this is your host, Chris Belfield. Thanks for listening.